This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now on with the news.
Hello listeners. On behalf of the Peel Amateur Radio Group and the WAVHF Group, Robert, VK6WHO, and I, VK6AKR, have this update for the Operation Manor 80th Anniversary Commemoration. If all our ducks line up, the Anzac weekend from Thursday, April the 24th through Sunday the 27th will be significant for amateur radio here in VK6 especially and VK generally. You have heard of the special event call signs VK80MAN, GB80MAN, and PH80MAN. They are the main sites commemorating the humanitarian food drops into a famine-stricken Netherlands at the close of World War II. A major project in its day and worthy of commemoration. Our president, Dave, VK6KV, says that every major project needs a champion. Someone who has the passion to push through obstacles along the way. Robert, VK6WHO, is par excellence the champion of this event, among many others. During the week, he brought on board the Bull Creek Aviation Museum. Yes, the one with the Lancaster aircraft on display. The same Lancaster that we used for the first sorties project several years ago. And if those ducks line up, we aim to again have QSOs from the radio operator's position inside the aircraft. They even have an R1155 and a T1154, but of course we will use something more up to date. Hi hi. If that comes to fruition, there will be radio activity extending from Thursday the 24th through Sunday the 27th, this date being reserved for the Bull Creek Lancaster segment. And if it does come to pass, we will have a visit from Judith Arrowsmith, daughter of a 460 Squadron pilot, Doug Arrowsmith, recently deceased. Now some homework for you. During the next couple of weeks, please try to engage interest from family members and friends, the ones who you think may be curious about what amateurs get up to, apart from what the late British comedian Tony Hancock displayed in his Hancock's Half Hour many years ago. Remember him waxing lyrical over his 807 beam tetrode, the foundation of many an HF transmitter and modulator of yesteryear? Newcomers to amateur radio, do yourselves a favour and Google it. We will have an update next week to confirm that our ducks really have lined up. Now a change of pace. The John Moyle Field Day is fast approaching. Get on air if you can, in the field if you can, and remember to submit logs. We in VK6 can punch above our weight when we try, and we have fun while doing it. The John Moyle is a really good contest for newcomers to gain experience in contesting. Team up with an old-timer, especially if you're a member of a club. Help is readily at hand. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to this week in amateur radio. This is Dennis, VK6AKR.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you joined the global community of radio amateurs, you did so with a perspective that represented, at the time, what you thought the hobby was and how it operated. Since then, years, months, even days ago, that perspective has shifted in both subtle and obvious ways. One of my local amateur radio clubs, Ham College, was specifically formed to provide amateur radio education and license exams. It's where I went to get my foundation license in 2010, and it's where many of the local amateurs have been taught over the years. For years I've been semi-regularly visiting Ham College during their foundation course sessions. The purpose of my visit is to share what it's like to be an amateur, what things you don't really know about before you get licensed, and what things to look out for when you are. In general, I talk about how to find the rest of the community, what you can expect and what to do with your license once you pass the exam. I try to cover the highlights without overwhelming the audience, who technically are not yet amateurs at the time I'm sharing my thoughts. I talk about the endless variety of amateur radio activities. From activating anything that's not moving, or anything that is, depending on the level of adrenaline required, through contesting, camping and bushwalking, antennas, endless antennas, and electronics. I talk about low power versus high power and about community expectations in relation to upgrading to a real license. In case you're wondering, a real amateur license is any amateur license, including the foundation license I hold, the introductory license. In my view, ultimately, this is your hobby, where you decide when and how much you want more responsibility, and decide to pursue what this means for you. I discussed that the amateur radio community is global, attracting people from all walks of life, from submariners to scientists, from tow truck drivers to teachers, aged from 9 to 90, across all languages. I also touch on some of the less fun aspects of our hobby, specifically bullies. Over the years, you've heard me discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion in our community, and also how there is a vocal minority who make it their mission to present obstacles to anyone who is different in any way. As I've said previously, the only antidote against this intimidation is to call it out and make your views heard. This is not in the spirit of amateur radio, rather than change the dial and move on. In case you're wondering, changing the dial does nothing to address the issue and has a lasting effect on anyone else on frequency who might feel, or worse, has been threatened by the bully. I also point out that this obnoxious behaviour is an exception, even if you feel personally attacked, and what you might do and whom you might talk to. For the record, my door is always open. Another example of what I discuss is the local amateur news, and the weekly net for new and returning amateurs. F-Troop, midnight UTC on Saturday, for an hour. A place where you can ask questions and discuss your issues with a supportive international community of amateurs. As you can tell, I am not shy in voicing my opinion, although I set myself a limit of 15 minutes. Of late, I've been wondering what other things might be of interest to someone who is just taking their first steps on their amateur radio adventure, hours away from taking their exam. What kinds of things would you have liked to know when you started your amateur journey? Get in touch. My address is cq@vk6flab.com. Don't be shy, express your opinion. It's the only thing that changes the world. What do you want the amateurs of tomorrow to know today? How would you equip yourself if you had the chance to start again? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net, having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTU newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Good morning once again. This is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline, the 9th of March 2025. And today I have the following for you from Ron. Gold Star Oscilloscope, 20 megahertz, very good condition, working order, complete with manual, $75 or nearest offer. There's also a Dick Smith frequency counter, 0 to 1 gigahertz. And asking $25 or nearest offer for that frequency counter. There's a Palak valve tester and multimeter. It's a PALAC valve tester and multimeter. True vintage, 240 volts, AC working well, complete with valve data books, $65 or nearest offer. Also has two heavy-duty mobile spring bases, good condition, $15 each, or two for $25 or near offer. Please ring Ron, that's Romeo Oscar November, on mobile number 0477662817. Ron VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo is his call sign. Telephone number 0477662817. That's all the new items I have for you for this week. All the rest is the same as last week. But if you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. That's me, Roy, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com is the email address. And thank you once again for listening. And any contributions are gratefully accepted next week. A bit light on this week, but hope there's something there for you. VK6xrayvictor, 73s for me. And him.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.